The Art of Work, Section 26. I noted an example of wisdom's effects in such a time. A powerful king besieged a small city. Within the walls lived a poor man who could have saved the city by his wisdom, but no one listened to him. His wisdom was better than strength, but that man's advice was not heeded. Although the quiet words of the wise are far better than the shouts of a foolish king, and wisdom is more powerful than weapons of war, a little foolishness can destroy much good. Just as a few dead flies give perfume a bad smell, so a little folly corrupts the greatest wisdom. Although the heart of the wise will follow what is right, the heart of the fool always leads him astray. Even as he walks down the street, the fool shows off his ignorance. Kohelet tells us that the quiet words of the wise are better than the shouts of a fool. His little proverb speaks volumes about us as human beings, for we all have this natural inclination to follow the person with the amplified, flamboyant character. Somehow we believe that those who are willing to stand up before a group and proclaim a message with great passion and volume must have something very important to say, for they certainly have great confidence in themselves and their message. In a world of twists and turns and great uncertainty, we have this powerful desire to have someone take on the role of the leader and to tell us which way we should go. But wisdom will never fill that void, for it always acknowledges its own limitations and does not proudly push its views on others. Wisdom is quiet and subdued. To Kohelet, it is like a scent that wafts by on the breeze. Those who have sought to stay sensitive to those subtle aromas pick up on it, breathe it in deeply, and smile to themselves. Perhaps a person or two standing nearby may see the face of wisdom and quietly inquire. The wise will show them the flowers and encourage them to take the time to consider the lilies of the field along the side of the road. But the rest just keep rushing along, shouting at others to hurry up, stirring up the dust. They miss the quiet words of the wise, for they can't be still long enough to realize there is a great difference between the lilies along the side of the path and the manure they are trudging along in the dirty road. It's not that the wise don't have to walk along on that same road. We're all on this journey together, but they walk with their eyes open. They have no delusions on where this journey leads and where they fit into the time and chance that will happen to us all. But the wise also sense something else. They still pick up on those wonderful aromas that linger on the air from the breezes that once filled the Garden of Eden. My name is Vance Neudorf. These are my daily reflections on the Book of Ecclesiastes, artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.